Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yes, Michelle. You called about a measurement for an oven for rubber pentagrams.
Okay, it probably was the automated system. Do you have an order scheduled for tomorrow?
No, we don't. You were just calling to set up one.
You're calling to set up one. Is it with Home Depot or Best Buy?
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Home Depot. What is the phone number that's listed on the order?
407-880-9995.
That's correct.
Yes, correct.
One moment while I pull that up in our system.
He wasn't delivering anything today. He was just measuring something.
Okay. Still waiting on it to load. Apologize, our system is running slow, still waiting on it to load.
It's all right. We're just glad we got you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the guy that left the message, he didn't slow down with the numbers, and we had to keep running it until we got them all.
Oh, wow. That's not
you
good.
You know, phone number to call back. And I just got back from work, so. And my husband did too, so.
Okay. Still waiting on it to load. Like I said, I do apologize, but it is extremely slow. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. No, it's slow, but it shouldn't be that slow. Let me see if I can get a coworker to pull it up. One moment.
Okay.
Send my email, see if they can pull it up. Now we'll wait on a response from them. Okay, they just messaged me back and said they were finishing up a call of their own, so now they're searching for your order.
Okay.
Oh, well, while I'm waiting on them, it has popped up. If you verify the name and address on the order, please.
It's Robert Pendergrass, 857 Tecliva Drive, Apopka. Zip code is 32712.
Okay. Let's see, when will the tech be in your area?
My wife will be here tomorrow, and in case you let you know, she will be here all day long. In case you know, I'll let you know, okay?
And I'm in a chair, ma'am, so.
Okay, the first availability that the technician has is not until next Monday, the 28th. He is booked for this week, but he's available on Monday, the 28th, to come to your home.
Okay, can he make it a Tuesday? Can he make it March 1st?
March 1st? Okay.
Mm-hmm, because I'm off on Tuesdays, and it's easier to
catch him.
To catch me on Tuesdays.
Okay,
and
all
I'm
right.
Robert's wife. I'm not
all
his
right.
daughter. I'm not his girlfriend. I'm his wife.
All right.
I think the salesman yesterday was fooling with me yesterday.
You have to watch out for them salesmen.
Are you 18? And I said, yes. Yes, sir, I'm 64. Does that make it any different?
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Were you in the store or on the phone?
in the store.
Oh, wow.
The guy set the stove set for the oven up because the oven, the heating element melted in the stove.
Okay.
So we had to get a new one. And you guys were the only ones that had it in white.
Okay. Put the rave one.
And Tuesday is my day off from work.
Okay.
Available.
So you will be the one there, and you say you're in a wheelchair, right, Ms. Pendergrass?
Yes. My husband and I built it 22 years ago.
Okay.
And he is supposed to take the oven out, measure inside the cabinet.
Yes, ma'am.
So make sure inside matches what the outside does. If we have 27 by 26. Measure the outside, and you guys said, no, you need to take the oven out and measure the inside from the inside of the cabinet to the outside of the cabinet. We said, well, we can't take the stove out.
Yes, ma'am, because that way you'll make sure that you have the correct size that will fit. So, that's what they're going to come in.
Well, I'm pretty sure the stove's going to be good anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, I got you scheduled for March the 4th. You'll get a call that Monday night.
March 1st.
I'm sorry. March 1st. 3-1. It is March 1st.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Tuesday,
right? Tuesday. March the 1st.
First.
You'll get a call on Monday, February the 28th, with your time frame for Tuesday.
For Tuesday. Okay. Gotcha.
Thank you so much.
And if we're not
you're
home,
quite
just
welcome.
Tell them to leave it on the answering machine.
Okay. They will leave you a message.
We both work on Monday.
Okay. Well, they will leave you a voice message. And, of course, you have our number now, so you can always give us a call if they don't leave the message with your time frame, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. You are quite welcome.
Is there anything else I can assist you two lovely people with tonight?
I believe that's all our questions.
Okay. Well, feel free to call us anytime, and thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.